Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into LUGAS. It's the German state-run system, the cross-state gambling supervision system.
That's right. Essentially, think of it as a central database, a kind of digital hub for keeping track of online gambling right across Germany. It was set up under their state treaty on gambling, the GLUSS-TV.
Okay, so our mission today is really to unpack what LUGAS is all about. What does it do? Why is it important in, you know, the grand scheme of online gambling regulation?
Exactly. And what's quite interesting right off the bat is that LUGAS isn't just for regulation in the traditional sense. It's actually built to help evaluate whether the gambling treaty itself is, well, effective.
Ah, so it's got a dual purpose almost, regulation and evaluation.
Precisely. It feeds data back into the policymaking process, which is pretty forward-thinking for this kind of system.
Okay, so let's break down its core objectives then. What are the main things LEGS is set up to achieve?
Well, there are a few key goals. First and foremost, it's about monitoring compliance, making sure the gambling operators are actually playing by the rules set out in the treaty.
Standard regulatory stuff, right?
Kind of, yeah. But then second, it's specifically aimed at preventing manipulation, particularly trying to stop operators from, you know, rigging things or acting unfairly.
Okay.
Third, and this ties into that evaluation point, it's creating this huge central database. The idea is to use this data to properly assess the impact of the 2021 state treaty. Is it working? Is it achieving its aims?
So data-driven policy assessment.
Exactly. And finally, it also looks at how well operators are doing at spotting the early warning signs of potential problem gambling or addiction among their players.
Right. Player protection is a big part of it, too. So how does all this data actually get into the LUGAS system? Sounds like a massive amount of information.
It is. And the way it works is, well, it's quite interesting. The legal responsibility for actually recording the necessary data and making it available immediately falls on the gambling providers themselves.
Wait, hold on. The operators collect and provide the data, the ones being regulated.
It sounds a bit like the fox guarding the henhouse, maybe. But there are specific technical requirements. They have to use their own secure servers. These are often called safe servers.
Safe servers.
And crucially, the operators are the ones who have to pay for setting up and maintaining these servers.
So they bear the cost.
Yes. Think of it like each operator has a secure digital vault. The LUGS evaluation system then regularly connects to these safe servers, pulls the required data, and analyzes it.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense. So these safe servers are the gateways. What kind of data are we talking about, and how does LUGAS know it's accurate?
The exact data points, the format, everything, it's all spelled out in something called the Technical Guideline for Safe Servers. It's very specific.
It's like a rule book for the data?
Precisely. And within this framework, there's a particular type of server that's really important. The INSIC Safe Server.
INSIC, what's special about that one?
The INSIC Safe Server acts as a sort of advanced checkpoint or gatekeeper for the data. It receives gambling activity data, they call these events, usually through a web service.
Okay.
Its first job is hardcore data validation. It checks everything, format, content, against those technical guidelines.
So quality control right at the source.
Exactly. And if the data doesn't meet the requirements, it gets rejected, straight up. An error message goes back to the operator saying, basically, fix this.
Right.
But it does more. It can also adjust the format or structure of some data if needed, allows for corrections to be submitted, and it groups related events together, makes analysis easier down the line.
So it cleans and organizes the data too.
Yeah, it bundles related event groups, organizes the data into manageable chunks, and then makes this processed, validated data available to the authorities via LUGAS.
That sounds pretty vital, making sure the data isn't just there, but it actually correct and usable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's also a standardized INSIC web service, which simplifies things for operators. They can use one connection point to interact with all the different INSIC system parts or modules.
Okay, wow. So the INSIC safe server is a really key piece of the puzzle then.
Definitely. It ensures the integrity and usability of the data flowing into the main LUGAS system.
All right, so let's quickly recap. LUGAS is this central German system overseeing online gambling. Its job is compliance, preventing manipulation, but also, importantly, evaluating the effectiveness of the gambling treaty itself.
Oh, correct.
And this happens through data collected by the operators on their own dime using these secure safe servers.
Yep, with systems like the INSIC safe server acting as crucial quality control points, making sure the data is accurate and accessible for the regulators.
It's a fascinating approach, really trying to build evaluation right into the regulatory structure.
It is. It highlights that constant balancing act, doesn't it? between effective oversight and the operational realities the gambling providers face.
It really does. And that leaves us with something to think about. What are the broader implications of a system like LUGS, this kind of centralized data gathering for regulation? What could it mean for the future relationship between regulators and the industry? And maybe even beyond gambling, are there other sectors where this kind of data-driven monitoring and evaluation might actually be useful? Definitely some food for thought there. Thanks for exploring LUGS with us today.